हरि ओम।
हेलो
क्लियर ऑडियो?
यस
ऑडियो क्या
सा
सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्परां श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादं शङ्करं लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतो वन्दे भगवन्तो पुनः पुनः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविश्वरम् सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वान् पश्यतु संसार टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू सी सम नाइस वर्सेस फ्रॉम सेकंड वे ऑफ द फर्स्ट चैप्टर इन दिस वर्ली are very useful for our sadhana. So yesterday we had seen Yamaraj gives three boons to Nachiketa. First boon is used for his father. Second one is used for seeking Agni Vidya, the ritual to go to heavens. The third one he uses to gain self knowledge. Yamaraj tries to tempt him in so many ways, saying that this knowledge is difficult, it is not for you at all. Then. But the Nachiketa remains satisfied. And seeing this deep desire in him, now Yamaraj decides to give the knowledge. So in this valley, you will find Yamaraj glorifying Nachiketa, congratulating him for his firm decision. So now, this valley, this section, begins by describing what is known as the path of Shreyas and the path of Prayas. So verse number 2, page number 68. Shreyascha Prayascha Manushyametaha Tau Samparitya Vinati Bhiraha Shreyo Hi Dhiro Hi Prayaso Vrnite Shreyo Mando Yoga Kshema Vrnite. So these are the two paths, Shreyas and Prayas. Both of them come to every human being. What do the wise people do? They analyze the situation and they divide, discriminate, differentiate, separate the path of Shreyas and the path of Prayas. And what do they do? Dhira means wise person. Dhi means buddhi. Dhira generally we translate it as courageous person. So in Kathopanishad we will find this term coming again and again. Dhira. Dhira means wise man. So what do this wise person do? Dhira Prayasah Shreyah Abhiprati. The wise people, they discard this path of prayas and take up the path of Shreyas. Whereas Manda, dull-witted people, ignorant people, what do they choose? They choose the path of prayas. So Nachiketa was such a bright, brilliant fellow, you have chosen the path of Shreyas. So now, what are these two paths here on this? You see, when we analyze life, what do we find? When we analyze life superficially, we find there are a lot of needs. There is a physical need, there is an emotional need, there is an intellectual need. What are the physical needs? Food, shelter, roti, kapda, makan. Food, shelter, clothes. There are physical needs. And what is the emotional need? I want to be loved. I want to love. And there is an intellectual need also. I want to be respected. Another intellectual need is I want to know. So these are the needs we find when we live in this world. And when we superficially analyze, we find that there is one thing which appears to solve all our needs. And what is that one thing? Money, isn't it? If you have money, you can get all your worldly needs fulfilled. If you have money, it seems that people will start loving you. If you have money, they will respect you. Everywhere you are recognized. So therefore, the one solution to all my problem is money. So therefore, how should I spend my life earning money? Yes or no? Yes. When we analyze superficially, this is the conclusion we will arrive at. And that is why you will find majority of the people will find their entire time is spent only in one thing, earning more and more. Yamaraj himself says that in verse number 3, Yasyam Majjanti Bahavaha Manushya. Very many people drown in this. In what? Vittamayin Shungam. That's the term used. Page 72 verse. Vittamayin Shungam. The path of Vittam. Vittam means wealth. Majority. Bahavaha Manushya. So this path is called as path of prayas. What is the purpose of earning wealth? Prayaha mandaha yoga kshema. For the sake of yoga kshema. Whatever I don't have, I must acquire, that is called as yoga. Apraptasya prapti yoga, praptasya rakshanam kshema. Whatever I have, I try to preserve. Desiring whatever I don't have, trying to acquire it, and whatever I have, I preserve. This path is called path of grace. Now, in this person's life, there is no higher purpose. There is only one purpose. And his understanding is this: physical existence is my existence. So therefore, keep the body healthy, fit, fine. And once the body is gone, I am finished. So how to exist? Keep this body alive as much as possible. Is there any higher purpose? No, there is no higher purpose. What is, according to you, happiness? Sense pleasure is happiness. This is the definition. Sometimes they are called as charvakas. So the entire life is lived based on this understanding. This understanding is criticized. See, we are not criticizing earning wealth. We are not criticizing keeping the body fit. No, wealth is necessary. There are physical needs for that. Wealth alone can solve the problem. It is necessary. But if you say wealth itself is a goal of life, then there is a problem. This is what is criticized. This path is called path of prayers. Ask him, what is God? He says, there is no God. Why there is no God? Because I don't see it. Whatever can be proved through the senses, that alone I believe. Now that there is no God, there is no question of realizing God. Other than this body, I am nothing. So there is no question of realizing the self also. So there is no question of liberation. The entire spiritual path is shut for that person. Now what is the only purpose for which he is living? Only purpose is live in this physical body and indulge in maximum pleasures. So this path is called path of prayers. What is path of prayers? The path of the good, that is the translation. Path of pleasant and path of good. The path of prayers is a path taken by the spiritual being. They are very clear. I am in this world, in this body, because I had some desires in my past. Oh, to fulfill that unfulfilled worldly desire, I have come. And as long as I am here, I don't think I can gain happiness. Because in world, body is finite. It has our limitation. It has our imperfection. To attain infinite happiness through this finite body is impossible. Everything related to this body is perfect. Identifying with this imperfect body, I can never attain perfection. But then how can I attain perfection? There is an entity in this body which is perfect. And that is the pure consciousness, the self. So to gain that self is the purpose of my life. So I have to live in this body. I have to feed this body. But the purpose is not to fatten the body, nourish the body, indulge in our bodily comforts. No, the purpose is something higher. So that person is also living in this world. But what is the goal? There's a higher of knowing one's own self. Of becoming free from this birth and cycle. So that path is what is called as path of straightness. So every moment in life, there is this choice. To choose the path of straightness or to choose the path of prayers. So an intelligent seeker is one. Every time he makes decision, asking this question to himself. If I do this, will it help me spiritually? Will I evolve spiritually? Will I increase or what is that? Will devotion, dispassion, knowledge, etc. increase in me? Will the virtues increase? These are the questions he will ask. And if the answer is yes, he will choose the path. Even if he doesn't like it. This is called as a path of straightness. So now Yamaraj is saying, Nachiketa, You have chosen the path of prayers. I was tempting you with the path of prayers. Nachiketa, ask for children, grandchildren, wealth, long life, land, power. I can give you everything. I was trying to tempt you with all this. The apsaras of the heaven, but it was never gone. And it's not that you rejected it just like that. You have analyzed it, understood. The proper discrimination, the wisdom you have discarded, the inferior, and you have chosen the superior. Sattvam priyam priyarupasya bhavan abhidhyayan nachiketah atyasakshi dharmani. Abhidhyayan, meditating upon this, the plus and the minus, the gain and the loss. Naitam shankam vittamayim abhaptaha yasyam ajyanti bahavo manushya. In this world, majority of the people are drowning in that path of prayers. Very rarely will you find a person who is walking the path of prayers. You are one of them. Congratulations. At these two paths, verse number 4, page 74. Duramete viparite vishuchi avidyaya cha vidye vijnata vidya bhimsinam nachiketa sammanye natva kama bahavo lolupanta. These two paths are viparite, absolutely opposite, contradicting each other. Which are the path? The path of prayers and the path of science. So here another term is used, path of vidya and the path of avidya. Knowledge and ignorance. They are opposite to each other, having different goals. The path of prayers will make you extrovert. Path of science will make you open. The path of science is the path of liberation. The path of prayers is the path of bondage. Path of prayers will make you a slave of the mind and senses. Path of prayers will make you a master of mind and senses. Path of prayers is body oriented. Path of prayers is self oriented or God oriented. Two different. Path of prayers will give you rebirth. Path of prayers will bring you from repeated birth and cycle. So see, this is called vibharita, opposite. Goals are opposite. Paths are opposite. Even the sadhana is also opposite. In path of prayers, you depend on the sense organs and the mind for happiness. What do you do in prayers? You discipline the mind and the senses in the path of prayers. You prevent it from indulgence. You discipline it. In all ways, these two paths are two different paths. Nachiketa, vidya bhimsinam nachiketa sammanye. Nachiketa, I consider you as a vidyarthi, as a shreyarthi. Because natva kama bhavaha alulupanta. Because you have never been tempted by the temptations which I had offered. So you are a vidyarthi, you are a shreyarthi. Now one of the verses Yamaraj is using to criticize the path of prayers. Verse number 5, page number 75. Avidyaya mantare vartamanah swayam dhira panditam manyamanah Tandramyamana pariyanti modha andhe naivaniyamanaya thandha. These people, the so-called materialistic people, what is their condition? Avidyaya mantare vartamana. They remain in avidya. Actually, they have no knowledge. But what do they consider about themselves? Swayam dhiraha panditam manyamana. They consider themselves to be very wise, very scholarly. Actually speaking, they have no knowledge, but they think themselves to be knowledgeable. Tantramyamana, they will use all crooked ways, illegal, immoral ways, corrupt ways. For what? To earn money, because money is the final solution for everything. So they will not hesitate in taking all crooked wicked paths. Such people, Pariyanti Mudha. So this is the difference between Mudha and Dhira. They are the ignorant ones and wise ones. So such Mudhas, Pariyanti, they come back again and again into this world. They wander into this world and their condition is Andhenaiva Ninyamana Yathanta. They themselves are blind, but they will profess, they will talk as though they are wise people, and they will, what you call, they will inspire others to walk their path. Saying that, I know the God, please come, follow me. He himself is blind. Himself doesn't know where he is going, but he will inspire others to follow. Andhenaiva Ninyamana Yatha Andha. What is the philosophy about lying that is given in verse number 6, page 77? Nasamparaya pratibhati balam pramadyantam vittamohena modham ayam loko nasti para iti mani punat punat vashamapadyate me. So what is their understanding about lying? Nasamparaya pratibhati balam. These people are balam, childish. They have no understanding at all about life. For them, there is nothing called, you know, life after death. Samparaya, the other world. According to them, they don't believe it. Why? Because they don't see it. Pramadhyantam, full of delusion, full of arrogance. Vittamohena Mudha, completely deluded by the greed for money. I am lokaha, only this world. Nasti paraha, there is no other world. Iti mani. This is the way they are understanding. So you find such people in the society thoughts. Especially, you know, this atheistic people, when which God? I don't believe in God. If there is God, throw it. If there is a God, why is it that a lot of sufferings are happening in this world? Anyway, Yamaraj is saying, Punaha Punaha Vasham Apadyate. They again and again come to mindfold. Mindfold means what? Who is speaking this? Yamaraj. Means what? They again and again die. So this is what happens to those who follow the path of yes. Now Yamaraj says, but why should I blame them? Earn this like this. What is this word? Verse number 7, page number 79. Shravanayapi bahubhir yona labhyah shrunvantopi bahavo yamna vidyuh aashchadyo vakta kushalosya labdha aashchadyo jnata kushalanushishtah. Very famous verse. Shravanayapi bahubhir yona labhyah. For very many, even to listen to the scriptural teaching is not available. That's very true. Shrinvantopi, and those who listen, Shrinvantopi, Bhavo Yamna Vidyu. In spite of listening, very many don't even understand what it is. See, those who are listening, that itself is very few. But among those who listen also, very rare to understand what is being said. So therefore, ask in you wanted to see a speaker on this subject. Kushalaha asya labha means again wanted to see somebody who has gained that knowledge. Ashchirya jnata kushalanushita. It is a wonder to see the teacher who is teaching, it's a wonder to see the student who is learning and is teaching. I say, no, no, Gandhi, who said it is very rare to listen at all? And nowadays in YouTube, so many people are there. That's true, everyone can listen, but how many are listening? You can see, you know, the views. For other videos, there are millions of views. But the spiritual thing you will find very, very less. So it's a fact. The question is not availability, the question is interest. This we have to be prepared, especially, you know, many times we hear Chinmaya Mission devotees come. Swamiji, we did so much of publicity, but nobody is coming in. Yamaraj himself is saying this. The knowledge is such, not everyone will be attracted. Why they are not attracted? There is a reason. Srimantopi bahavo yamiti. You will listen and you are not able to understand. Who will then go? Understand. To get that joy, spiritual joy, when you listen to spiritual teaching, it doesn't come in every heart. The joy comes only in a heart which is purified, which your Lord himself is going to see. The more and more the mind is pure, the more and more the mind starts reveling in spirituality. Like in pure iron getting attracted to magnetic fields. Purification of mind is a purification. Therefore, it is what natural. Same thing is said in Bhagavad Gita also. Manushyanam sahasrehu kaschit yatati siddha. Very rare. Yatatamapi siddhanam kaschit mahveti. Among the seekers also, very rare teach. So this is the nature of the path. So there is no wonder in it. But we have to understand one thing. What is it? The qualification for this path is purification. The life must be led in such a way that every action of ours in turn leads purification. For this purification to qualification. Now, very important instructions given to the teachers also. Verse number 8, page number 85.
Nanarena varena prokta eshah suvigneyo bahudha chintyamanah ananya prokte gatiratra nasti aniyantya tarkyamanu. Pramana.
Yes. So this is an instruction for the teachers. Avarena narena esha proktaha na suvigneyaha. If an inferior person is talking spirituality, then na suvigneyaha, it will not be clear. What will happen? Bahudha chintyamanaha, even only confuse the student. If the teacher is inferior, he will only confuse the students. Ananya prokte, but a teacher who is ananya prokta. And such a teacher explains things. Pratiratra nasti, there is no way in which a qualified student can misunderstand it. So here the term used is ananya prokta. What is ananya prokta? A teacher who has become one with what he is teaching. Meaning what? The person who is living what he is teaching. This should be our goal. Especially when we are taking classes and all that. This course is very important. Whatever we are teaching, are we living it? Or at least are we sincerely trying to live it? See, we may not have reached that state, but at least am I striving hard to live my ideal? It's not a Ananya Prokta. Whatever I teach, I sincerely strive to, you know, make it a part of my personality. Not Anyan, but Ananya. It should become one with me. That's the term Ananya. We always find that a person who is truly practicing spirituality, when that person speaks, those words tend to have a knack to win their hearts. Those words tend to transform us. All words of advice don't penetrate our hearts. This is a psychological fact. The more and more we are sincere, committed, dedicated, disciplined, words can give power. And moreover, there will be a lot of clarity also. Where is this clarity coming from? First, when I become very clear, only then I can make things clear to others. If I myself, if I'm confused, what will I give? Bahudha chintyamana. Only confusion I can. These are all the very important verses for all the sadhakas, especially Chitnyam Shingati, so many classes are very important. Avareda Narayana means what? Inferior person. Who is inferior person? He is talking big, big, but in his own life, private life, he is making all compromises. But that is called as an inferior person.
Yeah,
thought, word, and deed.
Yes, Rama.
I want to go toilet.
Thought, word, and deed. That is called as argo. Whatever my intellectual convictions are, that's what I speak. And that's what I put into practice. Anyam prokte iratra nasi. Aniyam yadakyam anuprama. Because this knowledge is very, very subtle. And any knowledge which is subtle, it is very easy to misunderstand. Wrongly interpret, wrongly understand. It's very easy. See, all the religions have a noble purpose of bringing peace and harmony to this world. Then how is it that religions become the cause of all problems in the society? As Pooja Gurudev used to say, Shastra is never wrong, Shastri is wrong. Shastra is right, but the person who is interpreting the scriptures, if he is interpreting in the wrong way, then he can misguide the entire generation. That's what is happening nowadays. Scriptures are perfect. Now, Nachiketa rephrases his question. So now there is a second question based by Nachiketa in the 14th verse, page 109.
Anyatra dharmat, anyatra dharmat, anyatra asmat krita krita, anyatra bhutacha bhavyacha, yat tat pashyasi tat vada.
So now there is much more clarity with regard to question. Nachiketa's question is very clear. What does he say? Oh Lord, I want to know one thing. That thing which is different from dharma and adharma, punya and pāpa. Different from krita and akrita, cause and event. Different from bhūta, bhavya, past and future. Is there something like that? Now, this question has to be answered with us. So the question is, one, what I see in this world is cause, effect, karma, karma phala, punya, papa. This is what I see in this world. And it appears that nobody can escape from this. You see, you perform an action and then you get the result. As a result, you go to maybe some punya. If karma is punya, then you go to heaven. After heaven, what? Again come back. Again you perform action here. If it is papa, you go down to Narakati Loka. Again after papa kshaya, you come back. Again you perform karma. Karma, karma phala, karma, karma phala. Bhagavan is, can we escape from this? This is the question. Dharma, adharma, that is punya papa. Cause, effect. What is this cause, effect? Karma is the cause. Karma phala is the effect. Bhuta, bhavya, past and future. Karma is the past. Karma phala is the future. So is there something which is different from these two? Because I see that there is only this. And there is actually no way of coming out of it. If you see something which is different, yet the precious what you know experientially, tatvada. The question is this, how to come out of this infinite cycle of birth and death? Is there a way out? Because this can go on and on and on and on and doesn't seem to end. So with this question, actually, the Upanishad teaching is big. So till then it is Yamaraj who is praising Nachiketa like anything. So many verses are there, full of praises of Nachiketa. Nachiketa, you have seen the sadhana, even I did not have this kind of vairagya which you have expressed. In fact, I am here in the Yamaloka, only because I had a desire to see the higher worlds. Even I did not have this much, no, vairagya which you are expressing. Even I had desire for Swargadi Loka, and that's why I did that Agni Vidya and all that, and that's how I am here. You are a water gate. For you, this, what about the gates to the kingdom of heaven is wide open. It is very easy. The longer verses place Nachiketa. And after that, Nachiketa is asking this question. So then, how does Yamaraj answer? Yamaraj says, yes, there is a state which you can come out of this karma, 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 but there's the ease. And that state in the Vedas, it is known as Om. Verse number 15, page number 140. Sarve vedayat padamamananti tapansi sarvani chayat vadanti yadichanto brahmacharyam charanti tate padam sangrahena bravimi omityetat. Sarve vedayat padamamananti. That state which is glorified in all the Vedas. Tapamsi sarvani chayat vadanti. All the great seekers, that state to reach which all the great sadhakas they will traverse. Yadichanto brahmacharyam charan. Desiring which people practice brahmacharya, all the disciplines in spiritual life. Tate padam sangrahena pray. I will tell you that padam, that state, in a very brief way. What is it? Om iti eta. That is called Om. Etadalambanam sreshtham, etadalambanam param, etadalambanam jnatva brahmaloke mahyuti. This is the ultimate support. What is Om? Now see, here, if this question is asked, you know, where do we find the importance of Lord's name in the Vedas? This is the Om. So always many times people think that Om Namah Shivaya, all those things are never mentioned in the Vedas. No, chanting the name of the Lord is glorified in the Vedas. This is one such place. Those times they used to chant only four. So now we have Rama, Krishna, so many names. So chanting the name of the Lord is glorified in the Vedas. Now the question is, what is this Om? So this Om is none other than our own self, which is described in verse number 18, page 125. A similar verse is found in Bhagavad Gita. Na jayate mriyate va vipashyat nayam kutashchinna bhuva kashyat ajo nitya shashvato yam puranah na hanyate anyamane sharire. This self, na jayate, is not born. Na mriyate, doesn't die. It is vipashyat, wise. There is something in us which is omniscient, which is not born with the body, which doesn't die with the body. It is not born from something, it doesn't give birth to anything. Ayam kutashyam nabhubhuvakashyam ajaha birthless nityaha eternal shashvataha unchangingly eternal ayam puranaha most ancient nahanyate hanyamanesha. You may kill the body, but this self, this consciousness has to die. This has to be known. So once you know this, you will become free from this birth death cycle. Verse number 19, page 130. Anoraniyan mahato mahiyan atmasya janto nihito guhaya tamakrato pashyati vita shokaha dhatu prasadat mahimanam atmanaha. Where is this self? Atmasya janto nihito guhaya. It is there in the hearts of everyone. Anoraniyan, it is a subtler than the subtler. Mahatomanyan is greater than the greatest. It pervades everything. Who sees it? What is the qualification for seeing this? Tam akratu upashyati. Dispassionate one, akratu. The one who is dispassionate, one who is filled with vairagya, he sees it. Dhatu prasadat pashyati. One who has a pure mind, he sees it. What does he see? Mahimanam atmanah, the glory of the self. What is the glory of the self? The world has no existence. What exists is only the self. The whole illusory world is existing upon this self. This is the glory of that self. And once you know that, what happens? Be the shoka. You become free from all sorrow. This is the purpose of life. Very famous verse. Verse number 23, page 139. Nāyamātmā pravacanena labhyah namedhayāna bahunāsupena yame vaiśavrunute tena labhyah tasyesha ātmā vibrunute tanum swam. A very famous verse and also controversial verse. It can be very confused. So all the sadhanas that we do, it is criticized. You will not get the self pravachanena na medaya na bahunashutena by discussion, by listening to the talks, by giving talks, by memory, you are not going to get the self. But this is what we are doing. Who gets it then? Yam eva esa vrunute. The one who chooses it gets it. What happens to a person who chooses the self? The self reveals itself to that person. Sesha atma vibhunute tamam. A very, very important instruction. all the secrets. As long as you don't wholeheartedly desire it, you are not going to get it. This is the point. There is a law in this world. Whatever you sincerely desire, from the depth of your heart you desire, you will get it. That's the law. What you value in life, you will have time for it. What you value in life, you will work hard for it. And therefore, what you value in life, you will get it. It's the law. Choosing the self is what? From the depth of your heart. Desire. Do I actually desire God? This we have to ask ourselves. Many times you find that we are desiring something else. We want many other things along with that. God also, liberation also, that also will not work. Eva is the one who chooses that alone. There is single pointedness in choosing. Example given. You know that Vivekananda example. Somebody asks, when will I realize God? The Lord is pushed into river water. The breathless must take him out. Inside water, what did you do? Swamiji, only one thing, not to come out. This way, when your thought becomes single point, desiring only that, you get it. But what is the sadhana which I can do to make my mind single point? That's a beautiful verse given in verse 24, page 140. Na virato duscharita, na shanto na samahitah. There are so many things which we should not do. Merely by gaining the information from the book, you are not going to get it. Of course, information you have to gain, but there are so many things you have to do. Okay. What is the first one? Namirato dusterita. Dushcharita na avirata. Avirata means to withdraw. Those people who don't withdraw from dushcharita. Dushcharita means bad conduct. They will not get us. And what? Our dealings in the world should be clean, pure. This is how I tell God that Bhagavan, I want you. Our dealings in the world should be clean. Not immoral, dangerous. Only the path of righteousness, goodness, faithful. Speech should be honest. Our dushyanta. Avidya means withdraw. Withdrawing from sustenance. So this is at the body level. Prasiddha, suvismriti, abhihita, papa karmana, abhirata. We have to stop doing all papa karmas at the body. Second stage. What is the second stage? Na ashanta. Indriya laudhya ashanta. The second stage is disciplining our senses. Too much of talking, too much of eating, all those things will have negative impact on spiritual progress. You may not be doing something illegal, immoral, fine, but even indiscipline at the sense organ level also can harm the spiritual practice. In your senses. In them, in all your eating is necessary, but how much sleeping is necessary, how much talking is necessary. Vyavaharasya Yukta Cheshvasya Pramasya. Everything in moderation. So disciplining at the sense of that is the second stage. Third one, Asamahitaha. So this is at the stage of meditation. Aneka Kramanaha Vikshupta Chitaha Bhagavan Shankaracharya says. But the seat of meditation, what troubles you? The external world is not troubling you. It is the internal Raga Dvesha Rama Krodha has practiced. So then you have to win over that also. Raga Dvesha Rama Krodha Ahankara Mamakara. It is called choosing God. Choosing God means what? God, whatever you don't like, I will not do. Whatever you like, I will do. I may not like what you like. I may like so many things which you don't like. But my likes and dislikes have no value. I will live according to your likes. This is actually called Saranagati. Sharanagati doesn't mean not doing anything just like that. That is not Sharanagati. Aggressive Sharanagati is whatever my Bhagavan loves, I will do. It may be difficult, but I will try my best to please him. So anything which Bhagavan doesn't like, you will find that the mind gets destroyed. That's the interest. Manaprasada goes. All these karma projects are along this. Then what more obstacles? Ashanta manasa. What is ashanta manasa? Samadhana phalarthitvat ashanta manasa. So many times what happens is, you know, this spiritual progress is a very slow progress. And many times we become impatient because we have not seen the result. So that impatience also disturbs the mind. Disturbance due to impatience. So, therefore, perseveringly we have to continue our sadhana. Patiently we have to continue our sadhana without getting impatient. And we want to respond. We are sending the signal to the Lord that Bhagavan, I want to leave. When we live such a life, we take the life. This is the meaning, yameva vishvaparamate, yameva satyaha. So thus, this might be constructed. It's a very good sadhana oriented. In fact, the whole Prabhu Upanishad is sadhana oriented. That's why it is so popular. What a tips we get. How to improve the quality of our sadhana. Tomorrow, see you next week. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah, Sarve Santu Niramayah, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Mam Kashchit Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Asatoma Sargamaya, Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya, Pratyoma Amritangamaya. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.
Thank you, Swamiji. Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om.